You're listening to the audio production of Jesus Is, Audio Bible Studies, by Judah Smith, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Jesus Is includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Why does Jesus hang out with bad people? This was a question asked of Jesus by the Pharisees and Sadducees, religious leaders of Jesus' day, who couldn't fathom or understand why a man who claimed to be the Messiah would hang out with such notoriously bad people. In response to this significant question, Jesus tells three stories to explain why God hangs out with bad people. In the third and final story, Jesus tells about a father with two sons. The youngest of the two sons approaches his father and says, "Dad, look, I want my money now. I want my inheritance today." The father, in his mercy and in his goodness, he said, "If that's what you really want, son, I'll give it to you." So he gives him his entire inheritance there, right then, that day. And as Jesus tells the story, the younger son, he travels to a distant country and there lives a wild life, parties and girls and just living it up until finally the bottom falls out. He's got no more money left in his bank account. His supposed friends have evaporated. They're all gone and he's in a pretty low place. The economy falls flat and he can't even find a job. In fact, the only job he finds is feeding pigs. Evidently, when he gets hired for the job, his employer says, "Look, you can feed the pigs, but you're not even allowed to eat the pig food." But as it would have it, he gets so low and so desperate while he's feeding the pigs, literally this pig slop starts to look appealing to this young man. It's at that point Jesus tells the story and says this son, he comes to himself and he realizes, "Well, what am I doing?" He thinks, even the employees that work for my dad at the home I was raised in, even they have it better than this. And he starts to plot his way home. He thinks, "I can't come home empty-handed." So he prepares a speech. I'm sure there were multiple drafts made that day as he's trying to prepare a speech that would really work to wiggle his way back into dad's good graces. So he finally pulls himself together and begins what was probably a long journey home. When he maybe crests the hill, as it were, and sees the homestead, the place that he was raised, Jesus tells the story that the father was there. The father saw him. Evidently, the father had been looking for the boy day after day after day. When the father saw him, he did something extraordinary. He gathered up his long robe. In those days, the men wore robes, and he ran towards his boy. Of course, in Jesus' day and in Jesus' time, men didn't run in that culture. It would have been seen as inappropriate, uncool, really. So no doubt when Jesus is telling this story to explain why he hangs out with bad people and he's telling about this father who ran, the people listening must have sucked air at the concept that a proper Middle Eastern man would actually run. What passion is this? What kind of love does this father possess for his son? A son who is so wayward, a son who's wasteful, a son who is extraordinarily selfish, and yet the father, so full of compassion and love and mercy, runs towards his boy. Jesus tells the story, he embraces his son, he hugs him and he's kissing him, and the younger son, he's trying to get his speech out, his explanation. "Dad, I'm sorry. I'm not worthy to be your son." But It's as if the father ignores it. Mid-speech, he turns to his employees, his servants, and he says, get new clothes for my boy. Get jewelry. Get a ring for him. Get him sandals. And let's have steak.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?